everyone. I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones. And this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
Right. Okay, this week is the week that Marianne's been waiting for.
Not.
Today? It's today! Well, it's not as we're recording, so she's trying to make me be all jolly, but I am. Yay! No, it's my birthday.
It's my birthday. What did I turn up with?
Oh, my Lord. Well, she turned up with the obligatory, there is only one cake that you can have. And yeah. I'm sorry, but if anybody says anything different, then they are lying. It has to be a, drum roll, Colin.
A Colin.
Gotta be a Colin.
Yeah.
Can't be a, what are the other ones called?
I don't know.
Have you tried the ones from anywhere else?
No, I've not tried any Schmollins, non-Collins,
any
or Carls.
Cassies. What are they called? I can't remember what they're called. Let's not.
There's a female version in pink. I've not tried her.
Quite like pink chocolate, though. Because I think it's going to taste like a pink mouse.
I like a pink mouse.
Me too. Anyway, it's a proper Colin. Colin, I'm very excited.
Not
just a Colin. A trio of beige party foods.
Yeah, push the boat out.
Our favourites. So we had the obligatory honey and mustard sausages, all from M&S, obviously. The little Melton, were they Melton Mowbray?
Melton Mowbray pork pies, mini ones.
Which I love, but I'm quite disappointed they haven't got the jelly in them.
I know. I'm so happy there's no jelly in them. Yeah.
I quite like a little bit of jelly, but I need something sweet with them.
Well, you've had mayo all
over. I've had. Do you know what? The mayo's coming up later. I've smothered myself in mayo. Dear God, no.
She looks great.
Do you ask for some mayo on your hair, though? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah.
I remember
a phase of that's what you were meant to do. I didn't do it.
Just oil, isn't it, basically?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Popcorn chicken.
Popcorn chicken, which I have to say, the popcorn chicken, and I'm going to sound really ungrateful, but they're definitely number three on the list of preferences.
Popcorn chicken third, mini sausages second, Melton Mowbray over and above.
No, I've eaten all. Well, I'm saying that. I obviously had to try about four little pies to go, yeah, okay, fine. No, I prefer the sausages.
Yeah, and we've not opened the Colin yet, but we're about to.
No, and then we've got something for later, haven't we?
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, so it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
I know, thank you.
I can't believe it's a year ago when you were only 50.
Now I'm only 51. God.
Does it feel different?
I don't know because we're recording this beforehand. Like a child.
Oh, come on, lie.
Okay, fine. I'm a rubbish liar. Does it feel different? No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'll let you know when I'm weeping. When this is going out and I'm literally sobbing on Thursday. I'm like an old lady. No, it's fine. No, do you know what? It's fine. It's just a number, Maz. It's just, and do you know what? I see it now as an opportunity to have fun with your mates.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
All right.
So, yeah, no, it's great. It's my birthday week. At this point, I would have been out for a lovely lunch with friends on Tuesday. I'm working away actually on Saturday, but I'll do that next week. We'll sort that out next week. Okay. I've not told you about that actually.
Is it work and is it a cruise?
No. Right. I'm not talking about it. I'm only going for 4 days. I'm not talking about it. Wow. Moving on.
Get that out to you later.
Yes.
Okay. So on the birthday theme, I've been there, done that, and I'm having a week of birthdays.
Are you?
I've just been out. Well, I was out on Saturday with a mate who came from Edinburgh for the weekend, and we did a bit of London, more of which later, and it was great. Oh, my God, though, I've not been in like Covent Garden on a Saturday night for ages, and I thought because it was January, it wouldn't be that many people.
It's
heaving,
rammed,
absolutely heaving.
I often make the mistake if I'm going somewhere and I think, oh, I'll just jump on the tube. It's like, you know, 6 o'clock on a Saturday, no one's going to be out. It's like rush hour.
God, it's mad.
It's absolutely, but isn't it weird how it's totally different from like a Wednesday night in London?
Yeah, it's a totally different crowd. Yeah.
Totally, totally different. But it's lovely that it's busy.
Oh, God, it was dead. And then all these things that I hate, those little tuk-tuk things that are blaring out music. And all these people in the street, like Londoners wouldn't do this, but they were obviously tourists or coming in from other towns. And they were all like singing along with the ABBA as these bloody tuk-tuks went past. Would that be you?
Do you know what?
Were like, Mamma Mia.
Oh my God, I'm such an embarrassment to everyone I know. A, it is my lifelong mission to get in one of those bastards.
Have you ever been in one?
Of course I haven't.
I have.
Have you? No, but I really want to go in one. But the only thing that stops me was it. No, the only thing that stops me is about there are about 30 quid to go 3 minutes.
Yeah.
and I'm really tight, so I wouldn't do that. But no. And when I walk along and hear one, oh, I join in.
Do you?
I'm nothing but an embarrassment. We all know this by now, don't we? I love it.
Anyway, so, and then I've got your birthday, which will be tonight, not as we're recording, but as it airs.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a few cocktails later.
Oh, yes.
And then I've got another January birthday, again, on a Saturday.
Who?
Sarah.
Our
mutual friend, Sarah.
Oh, I can't go.
And you can't go, but I can. So it's all a bit bonkers for the January birthdays this year.
Well, I just think, do you know what? I think, as we've always said, you know, it's rubbish having a birthday in January. I think the January crew have had enough. I think literally this year it's been like, right, we're doing it.
I think the January crew, as you call them, have really shown up this year.
We have. We're sick of those June people telling us that we can't have a birthday in June because it's their birthday.
We've got best star sign. We've got best season.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the best star sign?
Aquarius.
No.
Well, are you going to say yours, aren't you?
Leo's.
Oh, no.
Leo.
No. Although, do you know what? Now, oh my God, we should do this another time. So, if I said this before, I might have done, because I said it to everybody else since I found out. I think it's really interesting, and I don't know if it's true. So, you know, you have your star sign, you know more about this, your star sign, which is your sun sign, is that right?
Yes.
You've got your rising.
Correct.
Right, which is something else can be.
It can be any one of 12,
And then you've got your moon.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, my normal one is Aquarius.
Yeah.
My rising is Aquarius.
So you're double Aquarius.
Double Aquarius. But my moon.
Yeah.
And apparently, oh, this might be wrong, actually.
Mm. What's your moon in?
Scorpio.
Oh, dear.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no. What's the moon in Scorpio?
Why? Oh, God, really? Oh, shut up. What's wrong with it?
You've offended.
What?
Ooh, that should modify the slight bonkoness of Aquarians.
Well, clearly it's very small. But so apparently once you get to a certain age, and someone did tell me it was just men, but actually once you get past a certain age, your sun sign is overtaken by your moon sign.
Why?
I don't know. Don't ask me these things. You're the one that does all this. Wally,
don't need to. I don't know if that makes any sense. I'm double Leo and you're double Aquarian.
What's your moon?
Sagittarius. So it's all fire. Fire.
You're a fire star.
Fire.
No, this is apparently a thing. I want to know if anyone can let us know.
Oh, is your moon more important than your sun as time goes by?
The older you get, the more you revert and become more intrinsically a part of your moon sign.
Oh, Scorpio, a bit sting in the tail.
Watch out.
Watch out for you as you get older.
Don't mess with me.
No, exactly.
No, do you know what? I don't think it's true, though. Because
I've never heard that before.
Have you not?
No.
Can I ask? I should probably put my hand over the mic and ask this. I'm not very good at star signs. It might have actually come to your attention. When is Scorpio?
November.
November. Okay. Right. Fine.
November. So very, very end of October.
Okay.
To end of November.
Okay.
And then it goes into Sagittarius.
I don't think I know many Scorpios.
My sister's one.
Really?
But she's not very typical. Anyway.
That's awful, you see? It's just not very, it doesn't sound like a very nice star sign. Could you think of a Scorpio?
Well, actually, it's one of those, a bit like Virgo, that I think, oh, not a Virgo or a Scorpio. But my son's a Virgo, my sister's a Scorpio, and they're lovely.
And there's a Taurian, so that'd be like really stubborn, like a bull.
Exceptionally stubborn, my mum, yeah. Taurus, stubborn.
Really?
Yeah, very stubborn. But actually also a lover of beauty.
What does that mean?
It means that they appreciate art and culture and stuff like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, there we
go. Anyway, we digress.
Okay,
let's move this on from star signs to drinking.
That was
which is quite hard to do. Oh, go on, you do it then.
Oh, okay.
No, we do this every week. It's getting boring.
Yeah, okay, fine, forget it.
I'm just going straight into a different subject.
Do it.
Okay, so I was reading this at the weekend. When you go out, right, do you, Cat Farmer, have to have an alcoholic drink? If you go out for the night, would you go to a dry bar, which are on the rise, apparently? Would you go out with your mates and say, let's go to that new dry bar down the road?
No, No, sorry.
Well, that really surprised me.
I was just thinking about it. No, I wouldn't. No, because I'd say come over to mine and let's have a cup of tea and some cake and play dominoes or cards or something or darts.
So if you weren't drinking, you wouldn't go on a night out. You wouldn't go out.
I'd go out for dinner. I'd go out for food. But I'm not sure I'd just go out and sit and have a drink of what? You see, this is the thing. I don't drink fizzy drinks.
Mocktail.
Oh, fuck, no. I was going to say something that you know what I was going to say then.
Yeah, absolutely have to get it not. Out.
The only one I like, as I said to this last week, is one called Mother Root. And that is it's like a ginger. That's the only one I like. It's a ginger switchel. And I love it. It's apple cider vinegar, ginger, and basically a little bit of honey and chili. And it's delicious. Have that with soda.
That sounds like a cold remedy.
Well, do you know what? Every person that's come round to my house, I've ever gone, oh, have one of these lovely drinks. They've gone, absolutely not.
Just have a glass of wine.
Is that medicinal? Someone said the other day, they said, is this supposed to be good for my stomach or something? And I was like, yeah, probably. It does taste like a medicine. But I love it. I absolutely love it. So would I go out? No, I wouldn't pay for a mocktail.
Well, honestly, I went out the other night and I was telling you before that the drink, the mocktails are about £3 cheaper than the cocktails. And I just thought, what's the point? However, 8.5 million took part in Dry January this year, and that's up from 3.9 million in 2020. And these bars, these dry bars, are massively on the rise due to demand among mainly Gen Zers and what's known as sober curious.
But I don't understand what it has to be a dry bar. Why can't you just go to a normal bar and just order a non-alcoholic drink?
Because I don't really know. But apparently, I think it's kind of a statement to say we're going out, we're having a good time, and would actually not drinking. So it's an active decision that you want to go somewhere where there's no alcohol.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Lovely. I think it's a pack of bollocks. I literally think it's just, I don't, I sort of under, it's just a gimmick, isn't it? It's fine. I mean, I will go out and I will have two cocktails in an entire evening and then drink water. I actually don't drink, I don't really go out and drink wine anymore out. No, I do love a cocktail. I love a cocktail, but I've never had a great, correct me if I'm wrong, what, maybe someone will make me an amazing mocktail. Do you know what? I don't think the world's going to fall off its axis if I have two cocktails when I go out. And I go out, I don't know, like once a week.
I just do think, though, younger generation, Gen Zers, like, well, my kids really and yours, just, they're not bothered. They're just not bothered. Well, one of mine
yeah.
does drink. And the other one, literally, he's like, if I have a glass of wine in the evening and he's round, he'd be like, even a glass of wine for? You're not going out.
No, I know, but that's I think interesting. So now, I don't know. I do think the older you get, if you go out, I don't really know. I only go out for I can't really explain it or describe it. But I wouldn't. So I wouldn't if I was going to the cinema. I wouldn't get a glass of wine in the cinema ever.
God, I would
never.
Not a little mini bottle of chilled something.
No, never.
Plastic cup.
Never. And even at the theatre, the other week, no, I had water, no.
Mind you, go to the theatre now, A, you've got to sell a kidney to go to the theatre, and B, to get your half-time drinks, arm and a leg.
Well, I mean, you sort of mentioned about going to Joe Allen's. The last time I went to Joe Allen's actually was in New York in the summer, and we went to the theatre. Oh, you think it's expensive here? Holy hell. The theatre on Broadway, and I did actually, because I was with my daughter, and we did actually have it's just ridiculous.
I think it's wrong. When I went the other week to see The Motive in the Queue that I mentioned, looked around and I said to my mate, honest to God, there's no one in here practically that doesn't have grey hair. There are no younger people because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Wrong, isn't it really?
You can get cheap tickets though. No, do you know what though? In fact, a friend of mine I saw the other day, they said they went and they Well, they're probably younger. They are definitely younger than me, but they're not young, young. But they got tickets for like 25 quid.
Did they? I know that it exists, but I never know anyone who's done it.
No, it does. And do you know what? And again, my daughter does it quite a lot, actually, when she's back in London. She will go and find. You can find them.
Yeah.
You definitely can find them. But I think, I don't know. I don't think they go out as much. Do you know what? I've not really thought about it. In that much, I think COVID changed so much.
Defo. I would say it's because people haven't got money, but the bloody mocktails are as expensive as cocktails, so it can't be that, can it?
No, anyway. I'm a much bigger fan of going out for, you know, going out
one
for
or
one or two, and that's it. I cannot remember the last time I went out and drank in an evening, and a load of drink. I really can't.
You probably can't remember it though, can you?
No, I'm very good. I never get like that.
I want to put it out there, Kat. Would you go to an alcohol-free bar? Yes or no?
Can we preempt that with if you normally do drink? Because obviously if you don't drink, you're going to go yes.
Oh, no, I'm talking about drinker.
Okay, fine.
So there's no point asking a non-drinker.
Exactly. So we're going to caveat.
Yeah.
Caveat that.
All right. If you're a drinker, would you go to an alcohol-free bar?
Would you?
No.
I don't. Do you know what I would do? Right, okay, I had to tell you what I would do, and I would need to drink for this. I would love to go to, and there is one, it's called Flight Club. I know we'll talk about darts again. It's either darts, hats, or a cruise, but just bear with me, caller. So if there was somewhere where you could go and you could do, I mean, I sound like a 3-year-old now, games, I wouldn't need to, I don't need to drink for that.
You're actually an overgrown toddler, aren't you?
Basically, yes.
Okay, right. Yeah. Moving on again, segue free. Let's move on to our fashion whinge.
Go on
over
then.
To you, Kat.
You've just given up, haven't you? Right, yeah. So this is, I didn't realise this. Marianne found this and I was spitting feathers. Do you know what? I was and I wasn't. So this is, Marianne said, you're going to talk about this. It's a lack of clothes for taller women. And what I found really interesting is the fact that when you said you're going to talk about this, and the reason you said we're going to talk about this is because there has been uproar last week. Not from me. As Next confirmed, it was cancelling its 36-inch leg due to poor sales.
Just to interrupt there, I tried to measure my leg before I came, but I couldn't quite do it to see if it was anywhere near 36.
I actually do have a 36. So how you measure inside leg is from the top of the inside of your thigh.
Oh, because I thought mine was 36, but I measured it
from your hip.
I measured it right from my waist.
You absolute bell end.
I thought, I'm tall. I've got a long of leg. I'm 5'3". Long, I knew I was doing it wrong.
Long of leg.
Yeah, how do you know if you're 36? Well, is your inside leg from your bits down?
I'll give you a clue, Maz. Oh, my God. You're
but
not
where
long
do
of
you
leg.
Start the tape measure?
Oh, my God. I'll give you a clue. Inside leg measurement. Okay. Where do you think you take it from?
So just take it from the side of your whatnot.
You're just the top of your leg. On the inside, the top of your leg. I'm going to stand up
and
show you.
Yeah, but what's the top of your inside leg?
What? There.
Is that where you do it from?
What? Are you stuck some? Have you had a lobotomy?
I can't do that.
Have you had a lobotomy? Where's the top of your leg on the inside? At the top. I don't know how to describe it any other way.
No, well, no one's measuring that.
Well, okay, dear God. Right, so inside leg measurement, yeah, mine is 36.
Okay.
Which is, you know, everyone goes, oh, that's amazing. Oh, not really. I've got a really short body. I've got like a sort of little body and long legs. It's weird.
It's a curse, Kat. It's a curse.
No, I know, but don't say that because it sort of is a curse. It in a way that it's impossible to buy trousers. Very few places do sell trousers. People go, oh, there's loads of long trousers everywhere. Yet if you're average height, they all seem tall. But if you're actually tall, they're not tall. But the problem is I actually think that tall people don't... I'm going to use the word moan now. Oh, I'm going to offend everybody. Don't question this.
What, tall people don't moan? Don't, only us short people moan.
Yeah, basically.
Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
Basically, I'm
short
going to say...
Short people are right whingers.
I've been styling for years and years and years. And it's always the petite people who have a bigger issue with the fact that there is not as much choice as there are
We're
for
petite, but the afro. What do we want? Short trousers. When do we want them? Now! Stroppy little sods, aren't they, those petites?
This is all coming from Marianne's mouth. Please cancel
like,
her.
Like minions.
Oh, God. Oh, stop it. Jesus Christ.
Go on. So you tall. You
what
tall
have you been
people.
Drinking?
Sadly, nothing. Not even a mocktail. So you tall people.
I don't. I
who are hovering above.
Yeah, exactly. We just put up with it. I don't know. We put up with it because there isn't the choice. There really, really isn't the choice. And as I always say, all the years they were styling, you know, well, they, you know, they're we can't find shorts, but there's no we can buy things for petite people. Oh my God. Practically every single high street retailer has a petite version. Full stop, end of. I don't like those things. Well, you do have choice though. And what you can always do is alter things.
Yeah.
Now, I know, as you said earlier, but that's really expensive. Okay, it is expensive. It's not the ideal scenario, but there are very few people who are the perfect size and fit into everything. In an ideal world, we would all have everything altered. Tall people, I can't add shit onto the end of my trousers.
You can add the stuff I take off
well,
mine.
Well, we could, and that would look shit. Okay, thanks.
If we bought the same trouser.
Yeah, and even then it would look bollocks. But I think, well, I don't know. I just think tall people have learned to maybe adapt more. We can wear men's trousers. And again, that's been, you can wear men's trousers.
I just think there's not the demand. Most people aren't 5'10".
Do you know what? And that is unfortunately the same with, and I know they say there are loads of petite people. It's the same with petite. It's the same with, and it's the same with plus and very small sizes. So if you are not in a typical, in inverted commas, you know, shape, you are in the minority. And unfortunately, there is not the demand. And most of the retailers I know, Marks and Spencers in particular,
they stopped doing theirs, didn't they?
Yeah. Over the years have tried. They really have. They really have tried. They bring it out. And there isn't a demand. Because people do stamp their feet and they, you know, stamp their feet, they write their letters, they write their emails, and they go, okay, fine, we'll do that. And then there we go. And they go, oh yeah, I don't like that.
Don't like that.
But you do it. And they just say, but it's, and somebody said to me once, it's the principle. And I said, that's just very interesting, really, because if you're
the commercial
director of M&S, they're going to think, fuck your principles. I mean, to the best one in the world, you know, it's unfortunate, and you have to learn to accommodate things. And I do remember saying to people, and when I used to style for people, I used to bring them amazing things. I used to cut the labels out. And they'd be like, oh, these are gorgeous. These are gorgeous. Where are these from? I said, you like them? Love them. Love them. Love them. Where are they from? Zara Kids. I'm not wearing them. And it's, I don't want to wear kids' clothes, but you just told me you love them and they look amazing on you, but you don't want to wear them. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's I just think it's irritating, and I do think what is unfair actually, and so I do have trousers that fit, but they're generally more expensive, which is really frustrating and really shit, frankly. It is shit. And there is also, of course, everyone says to you, go shop at Long Tall Sally. And again, I know I've just said that people
say,
are
they still going?
Somehow.
All right, okay. Long Tall Sally.
You have a look at Long Tall Sally.
Why would I?
But just look and say, look at all those lovely things you can wear.
Okay.
Go on. And so when people say, well, there's nothing I want to shop from the, you know, from the vast majority of shops that there are for petite people, and there are loads. There really are loads. There really are. You know, if I was to go and pick up a pair of petite jeans, I could, you know, there are pretty much, I say, every single retailer does them. Long, absolutely nobody. Donna Ida and Essential Antwerp are the only two places that I have found jeans long enough to fit in the last 3 years.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'd love to know from our tall listeners out there what you think.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be good to know. Give us your thoughts, tall listeners.
Yes. Yeah, tall listeners.
What's
come
tall?
What's tall?
Yeah. What do we deem tall?
I think tall is actually sort of, it's 5'8" and above.
Yeah. All right.
5'8", which is interesting because they do, so places will do, they go, oh, they do a long leg. It's like, yeah, okay, that's a long leg. Yeah, that's like being, that doesn't, you know, that's like saying, yeah, you know, long is 5'3" when you're 4'11". Do you know, it doesn't, it's long enough.
It's long if you're 5'7" type.
And it also depends how long your legs are. It's lots of things anyway. But that, do you know what? I just think there is a level of acceptance that you have to have, and you have to cut your cloth accordingly.
See what you did there.
Oh, my Lord. Not even intentional.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention as we're whinging with fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Loads and loads of people responded to our story about dopamine colour. So we did a poll, dopamine. So colourful or muted. Many more of you preferred muted.
Did you?
One listener said, as far as I'm concerned, navy is colourful.
I've got navy on today and I feel bright.
I've got navy.
Yeah, that's quite
what. That's colourful for me, this.
Yeah, this is really colourful for me.
Yeah.
Although, no, it's not, yeah.
Some of you did love it. The ones that loved it are like, I love it, love colour.
And do you know what? That's a thing. I think, but no, I wouldn't say to anybody, oh, look at you and all your bright colours. Whereas you are allowed to turn around and say to somebody and go, why do you always wear black? I would never turn around and say to somebody, why do you always wear bright pink and bright red and bright green? But you can turn around and say to somebody, why do you always wear black? Sod off. Why is that?
Oh, you're very angry today.
Well, because I yes.
You need to get a bright colour on you and cheer up. And
you're being very stupid today. We need a drink, Marianne. Should we need to move on? We need to move on.
Yeah, talking of drinks and treats to our meesome threesome.
Do you know why, actually, Maz? Do you know why I'm all a little bit woo today? It's because I have had the entire weekend at home.
And does that mean you stir crazy?
Do you know what? I've just realised. No, I did enjoy it. I really did enjoy it. I gave myself over to the weather was biblical, wasn't it?
Oh my God, I thought the roof was going to come off.
I know, the weather was absolutely biblical. And so hunkered down and I just thought, you know what, actually, I've got a really busy week. I'm going to hunker down. Didn't even have a glass of wine, Marianne.
What? Did you not? What, all nope. weekend?
All Don't believe weekend. That. I swear to God.
Did you have something else then?
No, I had my mother root. I swear I didn't.
Mother of God.
I know. I'm just gearing myself up. I'm giving my, you know, liver a little bit of a rest. Yeah. Before the onslaught.
Oh, yeah. Before the birth. That's fair enough. Birthday onslaught incoming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I didn't have anything. Anyways, I just indulged and slept. Indulged in television and slept. And not only do I have one program to recommend to you, I got three, Maz.
Get you.
I know. A threesome, meesome, threesome.
A threesome, meesome, threesome, threesome. Yeah.
So we're starting with, they're all very, very different. We're going to start with A Nearly Normal Family.
Oh, what's that?
All right. So it's on Netflix and it's Swedish. Look at your face. You're like,
Swedish?
It's a Swedish drama.
Is it subtitled?
Yeah, well, somebody messaged me on Instagram and said, it's really good. The dubbing's not even that irritating. And I was like, dubbing. I'm watching it in subtitles. I
prefer subtitles than it being dubbed.
So I'm watching it in Swedish with subtitles, which are big, so I don't even need my glasses. Wow. It's amazing. And I'm about four of six. It's really good.
What's
it's
it about?
A slow burn. So the premise of
and
is...
And bear in mind, you've got three of them to tell.
Okay, fine.
So.
Very, very quickly. It's basically about a girl who's accused of murder. Done.
Ooh,
there
okay.
we go. Okay? So it's a girl and a family who's accused of murder, and that's it. Right? That's all you know. That's all you need. That's all you need to know.
A Nearly Normal Family.
A Nearly Normal Family. And it's great, actually. It's really, really good. It's not the most fast-paced, but it's interesting. And I just love looking at Sweden as well. It's really nice.
Yeah.
They've got amazing kitchens. Oh, my God, kitchen envy.
They're all from IKEA.
I don't think they are, but I'd like to think that, but no, they're not.
Next.
And then, a little bit different, we're going on to Criminal Record. Now, this is one, when I put up A Nearly Normal Family at the weekend, people recommended and said, you've got to watch Criminal Record. So I was like, I'll give that a go.
Is that Netflix as well?
Yeah. No, that's Apple.
Oh, okay.
This is Apple TV. And I started what? I went to bed and thought, I can't sleep. I'll just watch one thing. Watched all three.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's only three. And then you get to the end, you're like, oh my God, because they're weekly. They're weekly. So it's a Criminal Record. It's a drama, basically. It's a police thriller drama, whodunit sort of thing. It is amazing. It reminded me, I said to you earlier, a sort of old school, great British dramas. You know, you go back to The Fall, do you know what, like even original Marcella, you know, like Line of Duty. It's that sort of, there's a little bit of police corruption, or is there? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's Peter Capaldi.
Love him.
What's her name? Kush Jumbo.
Yeah,
Jumbo. Her from A Good Wife. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, it was A Good Life. Amazing. She's brilliant in it. And Kathy Tyson.
Love Kathy Tyson. Oh my God.
You see, I remember in Band of Gold, which is one of my favourite things.
She's had
ever.
A real renaissance, yeah. Hasn't she, Kathy Tyson?
Because
she was in Boiling Point recently too. And I couldn't make out who she was. I was going, God, who is that? Who is that? Who is
she,
that? She plays the mum.
Looks incredible. She's the same.
Oh, she didn't in Boiling Point.
oh, she looks amazing in this. She just looks great. I mean,
well, she's brilliant. I love her.
She's great. It's absolutely brilliant. It's honestly, it's great. Watch that. And then the third one is something so completely different, and it's called Boy Swallows Universe.
Everyone's talking about this, and I want to watch this.
And it's Australian, and it is, I'm trying to work out what would you call it. It's a dark comedy. Is what I'd call it. It's slightly, I mean, God love them, the Australians. It's slightly batshit, slightly slash very. It's very. I mean, do you remember The Dish? Do you remember? It's sort of along those lines. It's really quirky.
Isn't it based in the '80s?
It's based in the '80s.
Has everyone got a mullet?
Not all of them. No. Only Lyle. Only Lyle's got a mullet. Oh no, Lyle hasn't got a mullet. Gus has got a mullet. Oh, Lyle does have a mullet actually. No, he does. It's great, but you'll recognise it. You watch it and go, who's that person? So it's got Brian Brown. Do you remember Brian Brown for Thornbirds?
Oh, my God.
Brian Brown is in it.
Oh, my God, Thornbirds. I love that. Did you?
I might watch that again. Can you still get that?
Probably somewhere. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I fancied him. I never understood why Rachel, what's her name? God, she's beautiful.
Oh, she was just stunning, wasn't she? God.
Yeah, but Richard Chamberlain. What?
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
No, because he was a blonde. I've never gone for that kind of...
Well, Brian Brown wasn't in the Thornbirds. I'm sure he was. Maybe he wasn't. Anyway, he was in loads of sort of like 80s, 90s stuff. He is amazing. And he's still really fit in this. And then another guy, you know, you watch it going, oh my God, I know him. He is the main character in The Mentalist. Did you ever watch it? I never really got into it. It was like about 10 series on America. It was an American drama. Anyway, he's in it as well. The point of it is, it is just beautiful, funny. It's really violent.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Do you know what? It's really violent. Yeah, it is actually. It is actually. Only bits of it, only small bits of it.
So that's Boy Swallows Universe.
Boy Swallows Universe. And it's just, it's bizarre, but you can't stop watching it. So I watched three of those last night. Love it. Honestly, I've got bloody bed sores, sofa sores.
Ordered a pizza. Welded to the sofa.
Yeah, ordered a pizza and watch that. It's amazing. Wow. It's, do you know what? I have to say, it's charming. The Australians do it so well. It's like my favourite thing from last year was, Colin from Accounts.
Colin from Accounts. That's coming back.
I know.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, wasn't it? Very, so very,
have
very
you seen
funny.
Any of those?
No, I've not heard of the first two, and I've very much heard of Boy Swallows Universe because everyone's talking about it. And that's next on my list. I've just finished watching the final series 2 of The Bear. So I've cancelled my Disney subscription. That's the only reason I got it. I'm waiting for the next one.
Yeah, you and everyone else. Have you done any Murders in the Building?
No.
Oh, you'd like that, I
would
think.
Would I?
Yeah.
Oh, is that on Disney?
Yes.
Well, I've cancelled it now.
Oh, you dick.
Anyway, so as we were talking about before, I've revisited one of my all-time favourite eateries, restaurants, and it was on the Saturday night, Joe Allen in Covent Garden. And I just thought, you know what? I've had such a good time here. I'm going to give it a mention because it's so fun, that place, isn't it?
What time did you go?
We went at about 8 o'clock at night, okay. Half seven, eight. Packed, absolutely packed. But I just love the atmosphere there. And I think the waiters must be part-time actors because, of course, the whole theme of Joe Allen is Theatreland. It's in the heart of Theatreland. Everywhere's covered with theatre posters and pictures of actors. And it was my mate's birthday. And I booked. And, you know, they say, is there an occasion? I said, a birthday. Anyway, so they bring out this bloody ice cream with happy birthday on it. And, you know, sometimes in restaurants it can be semi-embarrassing. And people don't really join in. I swear to God, it was like a West End production.
So that's mortifying.
Everyone joined in so loud that my mate didn't know where to put her face.
Oh, my God.
The whole restaurant. And I just thought, oh God, this is mad. And it was lovely that the waiter was dead nice. And it's American, isn't it? It's based on the original Joe Allen of 1965 from New York. And it's kind of like a posh diner, isn't it?
I haven't been to one in London for so long. I've been to one in America a lot. And in fact, when we were in New York, and I think the reason it's Theatreland, it was one of the only restaurants that's open after the theatre closes.
After hours, yeah.
Yeah. And so this year, when I was in New York earlier in the year, and we went to the theatre, and it was, right, let's find somewhere to eat. And you think, oh my God, it's New York, everywhere will be open. No.
Yeah, it's funny.
It doesn't. Everything shuts. Like, the first night we got there, and we got there quite late, and it was, right, let's find somewhere to eat, 9:30. And I was like, you're having a laugh. Well, they didn't say that because they're obviously American. Like, sorry,
ma'am. They eat quite early, don't they?
So early. And I'd forgotten. Even having lived there, I'd forgotten. I don't know why I thought COVID might have, you know, given them all a... No. So we booked and went to Joanna, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. The one in New York, the original New York, is actually... It's much more... Do you know what it's a bit like? Cheers.
It's like Cheers. That's the real. That's the atmosphere of it, isn't it?
It's like Cheers.
I think everybody might have known our name by the time we walked out, because I was with a very extrovert friend who talks to everyone
more so than me.
Yeah,
what?
She will literally, Linda. If you're listening, you can't deny this. She will literally. She'll turn around. She'll get to know everyone on the other table.
Yeah, but I
and
do
the
that.
Table. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
your face,
no.
You look horrified.
No, I don't do that. I mean, I'll chat to anyone, but I won't go out of my way to.
Oh, I will.
Oh, Aya, what are you having? Oh, what occasion?
Oh,
well,
no, I wouldn't.
Blah, 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 blah.
No, not yet. No.
Give them both a hug at the end. That's just typical night out.
Sometimes,
with Linda.
It depends. But I, if anybody that knows me is nodding now and going, can't deny that I end up. You know, make it, but not. I don't go out. You know, I'm gonna sound like a knob now. I go and like disturb people at their table.
No, she doesn't disturb them, but
no.
She just ends up knowing everyone. So it's so the right restaurant for her.
Oh, good. We should go.
Oh, I love it. Well, I was a bit nervous because you know it moved over lockdown. It actually physically moved location, like 100 yards down the road.
Oh, where
it's
is
just
it now?
The same. I think it's Burley Street. It's you know where Lion King is?
Yeah.
It's just off there, is the way I always remember it. It's brilliant.
I know.
And listeners, if you treat yourself, if you go, and it's actually really reasonable, you've got to ask for the burger. The burger's the best, I think. But you've got to ask for it. It's one of those little secrets, open secrets. It won't be on the menu, but you can ask for the burger.
Really?
Yeah.
Or maybe. A steak.
The steak's on the menu.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Have the steak.
I always have. I never have a burger.
I have the burger. I never have burgers, but I have one.
I have a burger in a pub.
Mm.
Or in like, obviously, Five Guys.
Yeah, burgers and fries. Yeah, okay. What's
right.
Your next thing?
Okay, so next up, I can't segue this. I'm bored of the segue thing now. Right, I am on my second meet and threesome. I am on a cushion hunt.
I love a cushion.
I love a cushion, and I actually find cushions really hard to find, which sounds really weird.
What cushion style are you, Kat?
Ooh.
Oh, this is like star signs.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm feeling very under pressure here. What do you mean?
Well, like, do you like florals?
Oh,
do you
God,
like
no.
graphic?
Oh,
do you
God,
like
no.
what do you like?
Well, obviously, I like plain and neutral.
Oh, you like plain and neutral?
No, I like textured actually. So I'm looking for, I think I want velvet actually.
I like a velvet.
I like velvet. I'm thinking of, for years and years and years and years and years, I've had like linen ticking cushions. I want something a bit different. So I don't want to go for a blue, but like a denim-y, chambray-y blue. I've got some linen ones already to go with them. Yeah, but I with a little bit of embroidery, but nothing too woo-woo. Nothing too, no big floral
folksy.
Print.
No.
Nothing too that looks, you know, no, that looks like it. No. Nothing that looks like I bought it abroad in a market. I don't mind. I don't mind a tassel, a little tassel.
Push
I don't mind...
Out.
Embroidery, yeah, you know what, and I've also seen one with a lobster on actually, which has got a fringe around it.
Well, that's not subtle.
Well, it is subtle though, because it's like beige with like bear with me, caller, just trust me.
Have you got a brand you're looking for?
So I'm looking for one. They do some really beautiful velvet ones at a place called Birdie Fortescue, which I found just googling actually online. I don't know how I found them. I think I was googling velvet embroidered cushions and lots came up, which were a bit, well, no, that's a bit, I don't know. Just something a bit normal, a bit, you know, and I didn't want something that was really plain. It's very difficult. It's honestly, it's like trying to that I'm not doing very well with my cushion description. I think
cushions say a lot about you, which is why I asked.
Well, I also want them to last. And I've got ones in Suffolk. I've got ones that are so bright. Every time I go in there, I actually want to poke forks in my eyes.
Get on your own nerves.
Oh, God, they literally get on my tits so much. They're so bright. I can't do bright. Do you know what? I go into someone's house and go, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I think, this is amazing. I do not know how people live in, like, really bright, eclectic houses.
We did it once. We went mad way back in the day. It must have been in the late 90s, early 2000s, first house. And we were like, oh, let's go mad. And
oh, I remember
we
this.
We did one wall painted yellow, one wall green. And then we were like, what the hell have we just done? We had to live with it.
I have never in 30, well, since I had my own house, so probably 27, 28 years, I've never, ever painted. I have never painted a wall, not white, ever. So we do in Suffolk. I've got two blue walls, but they were like that when I moved in. So I've got two blue walls.
Do you like them?
Do I like them? Well, they're that colour. They're the colour of my kitchen here. So they're not really, they're blue, but they're like a really dark blue, which
like
is
a stormy blue.
Absolutely, yeah. They're like almost like a sort of a dark Orbison blue. They're really, really nice. Almost like an indigo. They're so dark, which I don't mind. But I will paint them white. No, I don't mind them actually. But other than that, no, all my walls are white.
I'm definitely a white wall person.
White walls. Timeless from Dulux.
Oh,
best
yeah,
paint
you
ever.
Like that,
my favourite.
Yeah.
Keep all your farrows and your greens and your little tin man head, whatever they are, paints.
Little testers.
Yes. No. I do all those, and I go, I'll just go back to white. So yeah. So the I don't know cushions. What about you? What's your cushion fancy?
Do you know what? I will splash out on a bit of colour with a cushion, but it'll be more muted colours. Like I had a phase of liking the Missoni print type cushions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they're nice and are interspersed with some Bella Freuds. So I've got a 1971 that's navy, but it's got kind of bright 1970 rainbow ones. And I've got the dog. I've got to stop doing it because you can have too many. But I also like a sort of, like you say, you know, like a duck egg blue and a oversized boucle or something like that.
Yeah.
A nice mix.
So I like a velvet. I've got a sheepskin cushion.
Velvet.
Do you know what? I do actually have one that is, I bought actually from, it's pink and green. It's quite nice. So I'm going to put that on my bed, actually.
Very nice.
But that's, yeah, I've got to go collect that. That was from Anthropology.
Yeah. I just think, keep your furniture and your walls neutral. Add your colour with your cushion. You can go get mad.
Exactly. You can. I mean, I don't think there's nothing colourful. I mean, I'm looking around now. There's nothing colourful in my house at all, is there, Maz? Oh, my God. It's all blue.
It's nice, though. It's tasteful.
Oh, God, you're nice. I didn't even pay you to say that.
It's nice.
Is it scandy?
Well, you're in a nice place, though, so you're...
It's
easy, isn't it? Because you've got all the light coming in. You've got all your gorgeous windows.
All right, really.
And your chandelier. No, you have, though.
I'm on a picture hunt as well.
Yeah.
But I've got a picture hunt. I've got a new picture coming, which is...
You showed me the picture
the
that's
bright
incoming.
Pink one.
It's amazing.
Yeah. If that's quite out there. That's not very me.
Yeah.
We'll show you that soon. Oh, I'll do that meeting for you when it arrives.
Okay.
Such a good picture.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. Right. I have rediscovered. I'm doing a lot of rediscovering this week. I actually got sent it for transparency. And I haven't used dramatically different moisturising lotion from Clinique probably since I was in my 30s. Because
30s?
Yeah.
I used that in my 20s.
Maybe. Well, 20s and 30s. I sort of moved on to stuff that was thicker and I thought maybe more appropriate for an older skin. However, they've redeveloped some of them. You can still get the lovely it's still all the yellow,
the original,
the packaging, the original, the OG. You can still get that, but the one that I have got is this one, which is a gel, dramatically different moisturizing gel. And it's particularly for my skin type, which is combination. And I absolutely have fallen in love with it all over
it's
again.
It's beautiful. I think it's very...
It actually made us both go, ooh, didn't it, when we put it on?
Do you know what? I find and I did try actually, because you've got to set the normal one as well, and I did try the original, the OG, and my skin is too mature for it, and I'm sure they say different. I'm sure if you've got very sensitive skin, because I know it's great for sensitive skin.
Well, it's not thick, is it? It's kind of.
But the original one was too.
Thin.
It was light, is the word we're looking for. Whereas this one has a little bit more punch to it. It's got a little.
It feels like silk. I don't know what's in it, if I'm being honest, but it feels like when you put it on, it's a non-sticky, silky gel, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's left my skin feeling so nice. And it's not perfumed, which I like as well.
Do you know what that makes me laugh, actually? I've said this before, but when they say something's fragrance-free, in my mind, if you said to me something's fragrance-free, I assume you mean that it has no fragrance, but no. Mm. What it means, there's no added fragrance. So what it can mean is that it smells like shit.
But this one doesn't.
Well, I think it does, but it smells...
I can't smell anything.
Oh, maybe that's my hand. Hang on.
And I think they've kind of...
Oh, it does! What's wrong with your nose? You don't smell that.
Yeah, but it's nothing, is it?
No, it's not really nothing. It's nothing. But it's what I'm saying. It's not an offensive. Some of them are like, oh, that smells really biscuity. Chemical.
Oh yeah. This is very. It's so nice. And I think they're going for an older demographic now. And I think they've reformulated some of them.
Well,
so that it looks the same as the ones that we all loved and used in our 20s.
They haven't changed the packaging.
Like that, because it is a classic, isn't it? It's a cult classic.
I think where something like this can come into your beauty routine is that so often so many of us use a lot of actives.
Mm.
A lot of actives. True. So if you're using, you know, if you're using a retinol and then you're going for into an AHA, you're using vitamin C.
Yeah.
I think
they're quite strong, aren't
they're
they?
They're quite strong. And I think where this can fit back into a beauty routine is it's almost like having a day off.
I think that's your day cream, isn't it?
I would use your day off cream. I would use it, you know, if you've been massaging and you just want something to go to bed, you can put a lot on and it just sinks in.
Mm.
But I think it's almost like a reset. It's almost like an interval.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Do you know what it is? I'm going to call it a beauty palette cleanser.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I'm very much enjoying it. So, yeah.
It's great. Do you know what? It's really, really great. And I know, I mean, you know, over the years, I bet there isn't a person of our demographic or our generation who did not use the three-step. And I moved on from this to Clarins.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. The Clarins, the green, the cleanser.
That's right.
The toner.
And you thought, oh, yeah.
Yeah, come me.
I've moved on. I've got a bit older. I've moved on. Yes. Well, I've gone back full circle.
I don't know how to segue.
No, you can't do it.
I mean, I'd like to see you try. Right. So this is eating now.
Okay.
This is quite random. Marianne did say, what the hell? She didn't say that. She used a swear word. So this is something that the only reason I said I wanted to talk about it, because I realised it's nearly finished. And I'm mourning it.
There's nothing left of it.
I'm obsessed
with it. Have you got through that quickly?
When you say define quickly,
well, like in
since Christmas,
yeah, that's quick.
Okay, fine.
Since Christmas, you've gone through a full jar of this.
It's not very big. It's mayonnaise. It's not very. It's not. It's not very big. It's 200 grams. It's like a little one. Okay, so it's a habanero chili mayonnaise from Stokes.
What's habanero?
It's a chili. It's a type of chili.
Oh.
It's a hot spicy chili. Now, do you know Stokes?
No,
the brand. See, I'm always, how do you not know it? But I think it actually is a Suffolk brand, because you can buy it in Waitrose. I'm sure you can buy it elsewhere. In Waitrose and Sevenoaks, they sell it.
But is it just a mayonnaise brand?
No.
Oh, because I don't eat mayo, you see.
Oh, it's no. Oh my God, their ketchup is the best ketchup we'll ever have.
Is it?
Oh my God, their ketchup. You buy their ketchup, don't buy it, because you'll never be able to go back to Heinz.
Oh.
Their ketchup's amazing. Ketchup, barbecue sauce. They do a version of brown sauce. They do every mayonnaise. It's got garlic mayo. Garlic mayo is good. It's not as good as another garlic mayo, which is my favourite, which I can't get anymore. So I'm just trying all the garlic mayo.
So what do you put that with then?
Everything.
Well, you've just had it with that pork pie.
I've had it with pork pie. We had it with one of those popcorn chicken things. I like it. My favourite thing is to have it is with a roast chicken.
Roast chicken and mayonnaise?
Roast chicken, baby new roasted potatoes and a salad.
Oh, you put it on the salad.
No, I have it with the chicken.
Oh no.
Marianne's face.
I swear to God. I can't get my head around that.
You think I just said I'd eat my firstborn.
Chicken and mayonnaise. All right. No.
What?
No.
Oh my God, you can't have it. Up.
What's wrong with chicken and mayonnaise?
Everything.
What? What do you have? Well, you have a chicken sandwich. What do you have in a chicken sandwich?
Bread, butter, chicken, a bit of pepper. Cut it in half. Nat job
moist.
Done.
Nat oh. moist.
Yeah, you have butter.
Butter's not moist.
Yeah, it is.
Not juicy. Not, what?
The chicken should be juicy. No, not mayonnaise. Honestly, I hate eating sandwiches from shops because you cannot get a sarnie that isn't smothered in mayo. Gets right on my nerves.
I love mayonnaise.
No.
I love all sorts of mayonnaise, but this mayonnaise is a mayo. It's perfection. Well, do you know what? I'm going to see what it says. Excuse me. Right. What do they say to eat it with, Marianne?
Chicken.
Mixed with cold water prawns for a spicy seafood cocktail. That would be delicious. And is also perfect in a wrap with... Let me just clear my throat here to read this bit out. Grilled or fried chicken? It's honestly...
Yeah, but you said roast chicken.
Well, it's nice with roast... I promise you it's not. But would you have a roast chicken? Not with gravy. But when you have a chicken... I roast a chicken all the time. Oh my God, a friend came around the other night and said... I said, do you want me to cook you dinner? So she went, no, not if it's going to be... Not if it's going to be...
Not if it's going to be roast chicken roast with that
chicken.
Mayo.
Chicken. That's literally all I can cook is a roast chicken or chorizo pasta. And then someone else came around. I said, this is so rude. I was going to cook for you guys tonight. And so-and-so said, oh, I don't want roast chicken. And she went, oh, it wasn't that. It was going to be chorizo pasta. I thought, oh my God, literally, do I only cook two things?
I only really do spag bol.
Gone off spag bol.
I love it.
Chicken? What's chicken?
I love chicken, oh but I rarely roast a chicken.
Okay, fine. Well, can I just say?
Oh, listeners, I'm so sorry and I'm so happy you can't see this. She's just stuck a finger round the rim of the mayonnaise and eaten it.
Because it's all that's left. I could eat mayonnaise with a spoon.
Absolutely vile.
I love it.
It's like a scene from Saltburn in here. Absolutely disgusting.
It's dairy-free and it's gluten-free and the Vegetarian Society approves it.
Can we move on to something nicer?
But it's made in Suffolk. That's
I don't
what I'm
care.
Saying.
Anyway, oh, right, fine. Where's my one? Where's my one that I'm going to say? Okay, right, so.
They're warm now.
Oh, no. I love these. You said we should open one. Mm. You've got what? I brought one and you had one in the fridge.
Because
but it's
I
different.
Buy them.
So you know I love these. I've mentioned them before. They're Moth, M-O-T-H, like moth to a flame. And this one that I like is Aperitivo. Is that how you say it? Aperitivo. Spritz Bitter Orange Gin Fizz Soda Bliss. Absolutely love it.
Right, okay.
On ice. Do you want me to open it?
Shall I get some ice?
And you don't have to. I'll just put it in
okay,
there.
Okay.
Right,
get some ice.
Oh.
Now then. Call that
we'll have a little birthday cheers to you, Kat. Okay. She's got some glasses out. I think they're baby sham glasses, actually.
No, they're not baby sham glasses. I'm going to talk about my baby sham glasses another time. Because there was a bad story about my baby sham
Bob
glasses.
Bob some in there.
But then
the one you've still got in your fridge is whiskey-based, isn't it? And it's Moth Old Fashioned.
Whiskey, bitters, sugar and karaoke. What?
Karaoke. Cheers.
Oh, I see.
Happy birthday, Kat.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. Mm. You see, I love that.
Delicious.
Mm. Oh, yum.
Do you know what? That is actually really nice.
It's so nice.
Mm.
10% volume. It's not alcohol free. You wouldn't be getting that in your dry bar.
Oh, God, do you know what? I'm still floored by that.
I'm down in this.
I'm still floored by that. And I still think it is. I just think it's a marketing thing. And fair enough. Do you know what? If someone wants to go to that, fair enough. But I'd go for an hour. An hour.
An hour.
Well, I'm in my head. Then I was just working out
a bottle
what
of pop, and then you'd leave.
I don't like fizzy drinks. I don't like any. I don't like fizzy drinks.
This
I like
gin fizz is fizzy.
Okay, I like fizzy drinks that have got alcohol in them. Mm. Okay, that's really bad, isn't it?
And that's you and me both. I'm afraid.
I don't like Diet Coke. I don't like Coke. I don't like.
No, I don't.
Fanta.
I don't.
I don't like any of those.
No, it's a waste of fizz, isn't it?
I know.
It?
And people say, "Oh, just have a tonic water with ice." No, thanks.
What for?
I know. Well, I do. No. I just have normal water, please. We can only drink so much normal water.
Yeah, you've got to go to the loo all the time.
I know.
It's good for you, though. Anyway, cheers to you, Kat. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And it is a wrap, folks. Thank you for listening to Been There, Done That. Got the podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Insta at
got the podcast.
And if you do enjoy listening, do leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, as it really helps. And do remember that we do always, well, say we, Marianne, puts up all the little polls and all the little questions. And we do read them all. I do read them all as well, all the answers. So you can get involved and have your say.
Absolutely. And we've got a mini pod coming up on Monday.
That
I promise you, after this one, we're not going to make you cry anymore. But the pod that we've got on Monday is about sad songs.
I know. It is about sad songs and sad... We're doing films as well. Sad songs and sad films. But some of them, can I just say, some of them will make you laugh. Because it's a little bit like, oh, what?
I know, exactly. Oh,
what? Right. So it is funny. It's good. It will be great. We will see you there. See you on Monday.
Chin chin. Bye.
Oh, I like chin chin.
Chin chin.
Oh,
she's
my God.
Down with chin chin.
I'm going to say that. Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Oh, yes.
See you Monday.
Bye. I'm not saying that anymore.
Bye.